You're listening to Julia's song, or Julie? I can't remember.
Julia.
Thanks again for your suggestion, Julia. Money changes everything. Money is not an abstract thing for us here at the station. It is very real. And it is hard out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how many different cultural institutions, such as radio stations, fold over the last maybe 4 years, you know, especially with COVID and stuff like that. And just things are bleak out there in a lot of ways. But this station has been a beacon of hope and light and positivity and creativity in Montreal, and we know we have a lot of listeners internationally as well. We see it every funding drive. Where have you seen some stuff come in so far this year, Madeline?
Oh, that's a good question. What have we... I think we've done Chile, Chile, Sweden, the UK, lots from the States too. Yeah, a lot of that is thanks to the show We Funk, which has people all over the world. A really great story there is that We Funk, back in the day, it was two McGill students that started it. They were randomly paired back in the day in the 90s, I think, at CQUT. They would randomly pair you with another person to do a show. They got paired together. They really hit it off. And yeah, they just started making a show, a kind of hip-hop show, and they were savvy enough to put it on iTunes in the early 2000s, and because it was capitalized, like all caps, it went to the top of iTunes Radio, so it was just when people were looking on iTunes for something to listen to, they were front and center, so they got a huge listenership from all over the world, and yeah, we're really grateful to all of them because they really pull through this time of year, and they have some really fun prizes. They have some custom Air Forces this year, I think, as a special We Funk prize.
Custom Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
So how can people be entered into, how do people get their hands on some custom We Funk Air Force Ones?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go to cqut.ca/donate, you won't be able to press submit unless you dedicate your donation to a specific show. So you'll want to dedicate it to We Funk or whatever show you know and love. And then that will make sure that the programmers know who donated to their show, how much, and all that jazz. So they can thank you, they can give you special prizes, all of that good stuff. And if you can't pick a favorite, you can always click CQT Fan Club, which is just like a general thank you. But it is always nice to show a show, you know, some special love. Also because each show aims for a goal and wants to raise money, so help them get there.
Just want to give a shout out to Naomi Fung, who donated $40 just about 5 minutes ago. Thank you so much, Naomi. Naomi did dedicate it to the entire station, so we can all bask in that. thanks, Naomi. That means a lot. $40 goes a long way here at CKUT. $10 does too. $5 does. $1.
Mm-hmm.
Or you feel free to just make it rain on the station. If you check out CKUT.ca at the top of your screen, you'll see it says live chat /tracklist. If you click on that, you can see it truly is raining money here in the studio. We've got a little camera set up for the first time ever. It looks like Madeline and I are wearing the exact same color green, which is kind of interesting. We were talking about the effects of green and wealth and how it can kind of summon capital, you know, towards yourself in ways that are not yet understood. I want to play another song. We just had a call in from Maral and David Reed, who have also both donated to the station, hosts of Free Kick Radio and all-stars at CKUT fundraising events every year.
Yeah, somebody's got it. You got to follow their lead. They always pull through. So we do have some events coming up. I don't know if you talked about them yet, Spence.
Let's talk about it when we get back after this song. I had a feeling she really wanted to hear this song in its entirety. So
let's hear it.
Be back in a minute. Don't forget to call 514-448-4013. We need a song to play after this. Otherwise, it will be silence. got breaking news. The money is flying in. We want to say thank you to France Stoner, who I believe is a Radio Capua contributor.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing. So we just mentioned Radio Capua a minute ago, the 2 to 3 p.m. show here on CKT every week. It's an incredible program. Mm-hmm.
They work really hard on it, and they always have some interesting interviews. Something fresh each week.
So CKT's had a Filipinx programming since 1999, but Radio Capua recently kind of rebooted the initiative. I think they've been going... Oh, yeah. Okay, so it looks like August 3rd, 2022 was their first episode, so they're coming up on their two-year anniversary, which is really cool. Their mandate is that they're aiming to share their platform with grassroots community organizers and organizations, interviewing inspiring members of their community. Whoa. Their framework is based on values rooted in decolonization and restorative and transformative justice. So thank you, Radio Capua. Thanks to France for donating. I'm going to have to dig up our total here and see where we're at for the funding drive as a whole this year. Let me see. We are at $19,086. So we broke...
We made it.
We broke our... $19,000 mark. And the next hill to climb, you guessed it, $20,000. It's a nice round number. We like how that looks. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to get to $19,100. So we are pretty damn close to that. If someone can donate $15 right now, you can help push us over that hump and we will get there. Morale's in the chat saying thank you. I love it. Anyone out there wants to hear a song about money, or I'll make an exception. If you donate money, you can hear a song about whatever you want. 514-448-4013 is a number to call. Madeline, what's going on tomorrow as far as the funding drive goes? What's around the corner for us here?
I'm so glad you asked. So we're having a little fundraising dance party at System tomorrow. So if you are more of an in real life person, you want to come and make it rain IRL, you can come to System tomorrow night. We'll be going from 10 to 3 with a stacked lineup of DJs. We've got Rian, who used to be our IT coordinator and who is incredibly lovely.
Legendary IT coordinator.
Yes, the stuff of legends completely.
The stuff that she did here is still...
keeping us going.
Still running, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, shout out to Matthew, our current IT coordinator, who's also incredibly on it when it comes to this stuff. A lot of the ways in which CKT is able to fulfill its mandate are technology-based. Mm-hmm. So if you think about all of the equipment in our studio where we are right now, it's all technology. You think about all the computers that we use at our desks for coordinating different projects and communicating with community members and with each other. We've got a whole bunch of radio transmitter gear that we saw yesterday up at the top of the mountain. We went for a visit pre-power outage. We've also got our website, which has become and becoming sort of a community hub for what's going on in the CKT, the sprawling CKT world, which is just absolutely enormous. Okay, that's my shout out to Rian. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? So this is a dance
yeah.
night. This is so a Thursday
out.
Night. Get the demons out.
Yeah.
Thursday
exactly.
nights can be freaky. I've seen Thursday nights. Yeah. Well, I don't want to scare anyone off, but I've had some fun on Thursday nights before.
See, this is the thing. Yeah, invite the demons out to play on Thursday, and maybe they'll join you for the weekends.
Yeah, I've never heard that expression before, but I like it.
Yeah, and they're going to want to dance because, yeah, we have Rian, we have Destiny. I don't know if you want to talk a bit about Destiny Spence.
Yeah, Destiny's an amazing DJ. She hosts a show called Time Is for Clocks, which I think is a really succinct way of summing up her style, which is really varied. She's a rule breaker. She's not concerned with convention, but knows when to use it to her advantage. And I think it's sort of an expect the unexpected style DJ, which is why I always love seeing her play. So Destiny's been doing If You Got Clocks for like probably 4 or 5 years at least. It's actually going to be on tonight at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So take a nap after this. I know you're going to be on till 8 listening to us talk. If you can't stomach any more CKUT, Jazz Euphorium is on from 8 to 10. But if you got to hit the hay, take a little disco nap and wake yourself up again at 2. Because from 2 to 4, we've got Destiny and Danji holding down a special edition of Time Is For Clocks.
Two nights in a row for Destiny. That's commitment.
Well, that'll be. It's... You know, she's gifted. Mm-hmm. She's got a gift, and she shares it with the world, thankfully. Destiny also works at Death of Vinyl, so shout out again to Death of Vinyl, Le Fin du Vinyl, killer record store in Montreal. It's like where I learned about what records basically were, even, and all of the fun ways of discovering music that can come from not sitting in front of your computer. So shout out to them, shout out Destiny, shout out Rian. All right, who else we got?
We also have Tegan, another CQT.
Are you kidding me?
I know, it's completely stacked.
Cool. So Tegan and their twin sibling, Kala, hosted Venus Radio for years, held it down during the pandemic era.
Mm-hmm.
They would broadcast 1 hour each from their home and do sort of like a handoff in the middle where they would, it was sort of like ships passing in the night, I think, if I remember correctly, and if not, I'm just being romantic in my head. But I think they would sort of like be kind of like, all right, over to you now, and kind of pass the baton on. Shout out to Lily, tuned in from the car, eating some pizza. Had to get that one in there.
Oh, nice.
Yes, what this is live, pizza? Lily. Lily, give us a call, 514-448-4013. We need to play a song about money, and we cannot do it ourselves without you.
Or donate Lily's a song of your choice.
See, this is how this goes. Lily sent me a photo, and she's eating pizza bouquets.
Hell
so
yeah.
Another sponsor. Like, you can't get away from this sort of, like, community that's happening here. It's so cool.
The only pizza in Montreal, really.
Yeah, unless anyone else wants to sponsor, in which case we can talk. But until then. But yeah, shout out to Andre, part of Moskis's, I don't know if he's part of the Jazz Punishers crew, but he's definitely done a bunch of programming here. Shout out to anyone at Pizza Bouquet who works
Pizza
there.
Bouquet.
You know who worked at Pizza Bouquet also was Rose, who used to host All Things McGill, which is every Monday at 11. It's a McGill-focused show, goings on about campus and information for young people. It's sort of how I think about it sometimes. Okay.
That's a good one.
So we've got 3 so far. Who's the fourth, mm-hmm. DJ?
The last one is Liz or Khan.
Oh, I know, mm-hmm. Liz. Cool. Oh, yeah. Zoe was telling me that she's a really sick DJ. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen her play before. I'm sure it's great. So tomorrow night, Saint-Hubert Plaza and Jean Talon Système is a cute little bar. Dance floor in the back. They've got nice drinks. I think we're going to have a heavy presence there tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
right? You can meet all your favorite employees.
Exactly. Meet and greet.
I'm gonna have
a nice little cocktail. Have a little bite.
I'm going to come by around 1:30. Because I'm doing a radio show tomorrow night from 11 to 1.
Right.
From this room. But I'm going to come by after for the after party.
Yeah.
You'll
be hidden at exactly the right time.
So it's free to get in, right?
It is.
But
if you're feeling generous,
we can take cash. We can also take Tappy cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a way for you to have some fun and also celebrate, also fundraise for the station. So at 7119 Saint-Hubert Plaza. Yeah, hope to see you there. Okay, let's do one more event. How many other events are there? Mm-hmm. There's definitely one other
one.
We
do have just one more
event.
Okay,
perfect.
After
let's do
that.
It. Let's
All
do
right.
it.
All right, I'll give you the lowdown.
What's the other one?
Okay, so on Saturday night, we're going to have another dance party.
Oh,
this
my God.
Time, I know.
We certainly have a type, don't we?
Absolutely. For those of us that don't want to sit behind the computer and want to come and make it rain in real life, you can come to Nouvel Etablissement, which is near the Van Horn Skate Park, if you've ever been up there.
Oh, perfect. Landmark.
They notoriously have cages that you can dance in if you're feeling so bold.
Whoa, wait. Khan is part of F-Files.
Ah, awesome.
Okay, I had a feeling there was some sort of connection.
Yeah, there's some connection.
Thanks to Soap in the chat for alerting us to that fact.
Beautiful.
Okay, so it all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry,
it's
Madeline.
All coming
I had to
no,
get...
No, we needed that.
This is a night of breaking news here on CKUT 90.3 FM Funding Drive Special. We're not playing any ads. This is one big advertisement for our annual funding drive where we ask listeners like you to help donate and help keep the station healthy and alive. CKT does so many amazing things in the city. Well, actually, people do so many amazing things through CKUT mm-hmm. in the city. We don't really do anything. We're kind of just here, and we help people do whatever it is that they want to do and talk about what they want to talk about, play the music that they want to play, engage with their community using our tools, training that we're able to give people, our equipment, and the various platforms that we have. Whew. That's what's going on in this show, in case you just tuned in. That's what you're in for.
Spence, I have a question for you.
Lay it on me.
So I know that you were talking a while ago about how you first got involved in the station and when you first started your show. What did you know about kind of campus radio before that, and how did CQT, I don't know, challenge your preconceptions of it?
I think that when I first came to CKUT, I didn't really know much about anything, let alone college radio. But I came here in 2010 with my I knew it was a my friend was the
long time ago.
This place is haunted. I did not see anyone say that. I came here in 2010, and I knew my friend Andy worked here as the music librarian. So shout out to Ada, who's our current librarian. Shout out to Rafe, who is the past librarian. We saw Rafe in the chat earlier.
Nice.
But he was the music librarian. But I hadn't visited until I came and filmed a live performance from my friend's band. It's him and his brother. And I might even pull up the audio right now. I was actually thinking about doing this earlier.
Yeah, do it.
But basically, I came in here. I believe Joe Weiner was here teching it. This would have been the era when Joni Sadler, rest in peace, was the music coordinator, I think. And I came back a couple times doing similar stuff. It seemed really cool. I didn't really understand what was going on. There was wires and cables everywhere. All the headphones were bolted down to the desk, as if they were going to run away. And it just immediately struck me as like a friendly place to do creative things and where you could just be yourself. It's a pretty interesting how when you walk into a building, that kind of vibe or like feeling can be so present sometimes
mm-hmm.
and really kind of slap you in the face in a nice way. Maybe instead of slapping in the face, it opens you with welcome arms
mm-hmm.
or open arms or something like that. But
yeah,
so that's when I came in. And then, later on, my friend Corbin was hosting a show called You Need a Heart to Live for about a year. He moved away, and through some negotiations with Joni, the music coordinator, I was able to do sort of like a trial run to take it over, and it worked out. But so I did 2 to 4 in the morning for about 5 or 6 years, taking the bus down or biking down with a bag of records.
Do you remember what your first one was like? Like, how did it
feel? Yeah, it was like white knuckle because I wanted everything to be perfect, which I've, through being involved in things like CKT, I've learned that pursuit of perfection is really not a way to live your life. It's
CKT
not. It's just not
boot camp.
It's bad for
to
you
to get perfection out of you completely.
Yeah, it's boot camp to become human.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if boot camp is the right word, but it's it is a thoroughly humanizing process being part of this radio station in any way as a listener too. I think you're basically hearing real life on the air. And I need to pause because I've got a few donations I want to shout out. Janice Milnerwood, $60. Let's see who Janice. To Low Signal. Great. Low Signal's on later tonight at 10, I believe. I think it's from 10 to 11.
Nice.
Shout out to Janice. And we've got Nick Machiro as well. Nick is donating to If You Got Ears. Ooh, thank you.
Ooh,
Nick. Oh, Nick hit $60 too.
Oh.
Nick, you are getting your, I hope you're tuned in right now. You are going to have your hands on your very own
t-shirt.
If You Got Ears custom t-shirt hand-painted by either DJ Frog or Cause Alex Moskis, or there's also one that was spray-painted in his back alley. If you're into the more adventurous styles of clothing, that is the one for you. Thanks so much to Janice and Nick, and also shout out again to Morale, who chucked in another $15. Wow.
It's we're making it rain.
I think what we're going to do is take a short musical break. I'm going to catch my breath, and we're going to listen to that first time when I was ever in the station. And I'm actually watching it right now. Back when it was painted pea green, and I mean, yeah, pea like a...
Split pea.
Split, thank you. Split pea green. And otherwise, it looks pretty damn similar here. Stay tuned. This is CKT. You're listening to Tonstarts Bandit live from If You Got Ears, this very show, September 21st, 2011.
Listening to If You Got Ears on CKUT. We are live in studio with Tonstarts Band, Ed and Andy. You guys ready to go? All right, let's see.
Concerts band live on If You Got Ears, September 21st, 2011. Kind of weird to be, or not weird, cool to be watching a video of people sitting in the exact same spot on the tile where you're currently sitting.
Many like, such cases.
It's like they were like these people were here. I've been here before. I've spent so much time in front of these turntables, and now I'm not there. But like I am there, and I know so many people have spent time in this studio, and we can't see them now. I don't know if this sounds like somebody discovering object permanence or whatever it's called, but they were here earlier. Where did they go?
Yeah, no, and if
it's
you
pretty cool.
If you want to see the ghosts of studio past, go to our YouTube, CQUT YouTube. You'll see lots of good stuff like this video and more.
Amazing interviews with luminaries, artists, organizers. They're all up there on our website at ckut.ca, which is also the preferred place. Well, no, actually not preferred. It is a place for you to donate to the station. This is our annual funding drive. It is on from now, well, last Friday until Sunday at midnight, technically, is when we usually make the big push to hit our annual goal of $50,000. I almost started saying a phone number because Madeline was near the phone. That reminds
people
me.
People are asking the number to call in.
Ooh, that's a good sign. So we had two calls earlier. We know the phone works. Make it ring. What that thing do? 514-448-4013. I want to give a shout out to Binks the cat sitting at home in the chair. Apparently she's tripping out. So
let's go, Binks.
Shout out to Binks. Shout out to Boots the cat. Madeline, you got any cats to shout out?
Yeah, my ex's cat, Lou, came to stay with me for a week, so that was great.
Shout out to Lou.
Best cat. Shall we check what we're at right now and see who's donated?
There's nothing to do but check it out. Yeah. So let me hit refresh. I hope I see some new names here.
I think you might.
Oh my God, they're multiplying. We've got Jake Petre. Phone me and correct me.
No, that's my ex who owns the cat, Lou.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Jake dedicating his donation to Lesbosan, CKT's Francophone lesbian show. Much appreciated. Jake, $90.30. That's going to get Jake a 2024 t-shirt and tote bag.
That's too sweet.
Honestly, if you go to some, I don't really go to, you know, clothing stores that often, but I imagine if I went to a trendy clothing store that had clothing designed by talented local designers, and I went to the front desk and I said, I want a t-shirt and I want a tote bag, I think that total amount of that money might be pushing pretty close to what we're giving.
I think you're right.
You for it, and you have the satisfaction of not just helping a small local business stay in business, which is also good, but you get to support CKT. You get to go up on the as of yet invisible wall of fame, and join the legends in the constellation of legends that exist who help keep this place running every year. Hundreds of donors, just like you, hand over their hard-earned money. We know it's tough out there. Mm-hmm. It's tough in here too. So whatever you got, we're here for it. Even if that's just giving us a call at 514-448-4013, requesting a song about money.
Or going in the chat, too.
If you donate, you can request a song about just about anything. I also want to give a shout out to Kenzie Delacour.
Ah, that's another one of mine. Okay, so Ken's is a bartender at Biff Tech who serves Louie a lot of Sound Arc. So I told her to dedicate.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my friend's cat, Louie. Was the cat you were talking about called Louie?
Lou.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you were going to say serves a lot of milk to the cat.
She has a lovely cat of her own, actually.
Okay. But shout out to Ken's.
Yeah. Louie of Montreal Sound Arc is a regular at Biff. So.
Okay. I see where we're going
with
this.
So that's the thread that we've got going.
Amazing. So Kenzie earned themselves a beautiful ceramic mug.
Hell yeah.
Which is available to anyone who donates $50 or more. That's 50. You get yourself, this is pickup only, you get to come see the station, and you can come pick up your mug. Again, this is the mug that has been positively draining staff bank accounts as staff members scramble over one another to contribute $50 and get their hands on it's become
mug.
Quite a status symbol in the office, actually. It's actually been a bit challenging for our
to navigate
non-hierarchical workplace because there is a clear hierarchy now of those who have and those who have not.
Yeah, we have no bosses. It's just if you have a mug or if you don't have a mug.
We say, we talk big game about how, you know, all the staff here are paid the same and about how there's no hierarchy and about how the station is collectively managed and has been since 1999 and involves weekly meetings where all of the staff members and a select few volunteers who are part of our steering committee, which is our collective management committee, get together and talk about the challenges and opportunities that we're facing every week, come together and work to build consensus on where we want to go with this project. So it's a big job doing that. No bosses, just mugs, absolutely. Frogsy It's a big process. You're welcome to be a part of it. We're always accepting volunteers. You do not have to be a McGill student whatsoever. The majority of our programmers are not McGill students. We love the ones that we do have, but just want to make it clear, we are open to everybody. Man, there is a song that I'm trying to think of, but I can't. Do you have any songs you want to hear, Madeline? I wish someone would call us and tell us what to do.
Yeah, I wish someone would call the number
514-448-4013.
I do have some songs in the meantime. I'm going to go to a show on Saturday.
Okay.
My friend's band is playing.
Oh, amazing. What is the... Can you give me the artist name and the song name?
Yeah, so it's called Twine. And I think if you just look up their Bandcamp, something should come up there.
Okay. Newest. So you don't have a favorite. You're more just a fan of the whole of everything.
Yeah.
Time from Twine from Australia. Is that them?
No.
Twine MTL.
That
Shout
would
out
be
to
the
Twine
one.
MTL. Ooh, the cassette is sold out. Damn, I hope we got one in the library.
I should check in on that one.
CKET maintains an extensive digital and physical library. I'm getting a call. Okay, I got to put a song on here, and I got to pick this up. You're listening to MTL Twine on CKET. You just called. Please call back. I'm ready now. Do one song at a time here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
We have a D on the line.
Hi. You're going to use your headphones there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, this is a D?
Yeah.
This is a D who just donated $10 to CKET?
Yeah, this is a D who just donated $10. I can't go on air and not back it up.
Okay, I thought you could say I can't go on air and I was going to have to give you some bad news. You are, there's only one way to describe where you are, and that is on the air.
I'm so excited.
Okay, how's it going?
It's going actually wonderfully.
beautiful. I love it.
That's music to my ears. We're good. We are at $19,372. We are having a blast in here. Yeah. Every time I refresh this donation page, I'm so excited to see what happens. And I was just about to say, there's always a new donation, it seems. And we just had Noel Mata give another $10. Woo, and I want this to be a lesson to you out there. $10 makes you a hero at CKUT.
You're a hero, AD.
This funding drive is built on the backbone of people who give $10. This is not something where you have to give like $100 or something.
Totally.
Obviously, thank you to those who are able to do that. But we are a...
Those people just get mugs.
Yeah.
Well, mugs are, as we've learned, mugs are for an elite class of society.
It is Adi's birthday on Friday, so if you do want a mug, maybe.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's in your future.
Well, maybe someone can donate $40.
Someone match me times four for my birthday, please.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard we have a song request from you,
Adi.
Stay on track here.
Underwater Love by Smoke City.
Okay, cool. And is this a song about money, or is this you flexing the fact that you donated and don't have to pick a song about money?
It's a flex.
This is actually me not knowing that that was even a requirement. This is me saying...
But you kind of felt it, though.
I guess there was some part of it, my intuition that said, you have to donate some money before you ask for anything.
And then you're like, I'm going to pick a 7-minute song so they can't talk about fundraising for 7 minutes.
Awesome.
That was actually exactly it. Thank you for reading my mind.
We're going to get it cracking now, but I wanted to ask you, how did you hear about CKUT? What's your relationship to the station? Cool.
Yeah. So, and then I had a lot of friends who had little shows and little stints and still have little shows and little stints. And I also love radio. So just how could I not hear about CKUT?
Wonderful. Cool.
And what can you walk people through what it feels like to make a donation to CKUT? If it's a positive, let's stick to the positives.
Yeah. First of all, it was an incredibly positive experience. You know, you're just living your life, and then all of a sudden, there's just like an exhilarating sense of, wow, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I love sending $10 or more to CKUT. And then there's just like a peace just washes over you, one that you never felt before, maybe only through a meditative state.
It feels doing good things does feel good.
Crazy how that is.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Because you know sometimes.
And then you request a 7-minute long song.
Well, it's don't worry, we're chewing through it right now. I'm not sure if you can hear it or not. I hope you're enjoying it.
No.
We're just blabbing. We're just yapping over it.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Sometimes you spend money on stuff and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
This sucks. Another $10 or another, like, I go by when I'm working here, I don't always have time to make lunch. And I go to the mall and I spend $15.50 on lunch.
Terrible.
And
terrible.
It doesn't feel, I mean, it's yummy. I will give it that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then it's gone.
The one I guess pretty good. That's why it's $15.50. Yeah. But, anyways, I just want to really encourage people out there, if you're looking to lighten your wallet a little bit, ckut.ca/donate or give us a call, 514-448-4013, and you can help contribute to something that is greater than any of us all are individually. This is a hugely collaborative, collective project, and thanks to 80?
Adi.
Yeah. You got it.
I pronounced it wrong twice and got it. Well, yeah.
No. You actually got it right every other time. And
yeah,
because
I was able to parrot Madeline. but I was on my own here. I didn't want to pause and make it obvious.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Do you have any final words, so to speak, for the listeners out there who are tuned in to If You Got Ears Here, Funding Drive Special on CKUT at 10 to 7 p.m.?
My final words are send money and live your life and pack your lunch so you can reallocate those $15.50 to
I'm working on it. It's tough sometimes, you know. I'm not gonna, that might be a separate show where we're able to dive into that. But I appreciate the feedback on how I live my life.
Thanks so much, Adi. And we will see you at the party on Saturday too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, actually, you will. You will.
So guaranteed another reason to go to the party on Saturday.
You can meet the famous Adi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can meet me. We can boogie together.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to let this song play for a little bit.
Cool.
Want to give a shout out to Sophie, who's logging off work right now. We salute you. All right, you're tuned into CKT Funding Drive Special. We are going to be bugging you about it. Please head to ckt.ca/donate. As the what's it called when you notice something all the time? Ever
omnipresent?
No, like someone who. Shout out to DJ Frog in the chat, noticing that if we earned as much in the last 15 minutes as if we earned as much as we have in the last 15 minutes, we would achieve our goal in 51 hours. That's our our huge goal. So. Translation is, the listeners at If You Got Ears are coming through for us right now, and we really appreciate it. Let's keep it going. We will not stop. We're here till 8. Subtle James Bond vibe to this track. Tuned in to If You Got Ears special edition. This is a takeover. This is not regular scheduled programming.
Not your mother's 6 p.m. Real Bond going on. Yeah.
Sounded similar. Sounds like it's on a kazoo.
Yeah.
I'm going to dedicate this song to Alex Moskis, CKET's incredible music coordinator. Who I think is listening upstairs, I hope. He's going to be on the air at 8 with a buddy of his. I forget their name, but he is going to be delivering a really cool episode of Jazz Euphorium, which is one of CKUT's collective music shows. So, oh my, it's getting a bit full on now. I was really more into the just the start of that. But if you're a listener out there and you want to be involved with CKUT, I just wanted to use the idea of a collective music show as an example of how quickly you can actually get on the air and do programming here. So while a lot of our music shows have been on the air for many, many decades, like I said, Positive Vibe since 1986, West Indian Rhythm since 87, a lot of them are just cemented on that programming grid, and they are like essential connections to those communities. But every day of the week, Monday to Friday, there's at least one collectively hosted music show. So that means that it's a different host each week from the music department volunteer collective. Each of those shows has a different theme and different mandate, where hosts are asked to interact with that theme and kind of make it their own. So Jazz Euphorium, Alex, I often hear him tell people on tours, like let's say it's a tour, maybe you got five students in there and you might have a couple
staring
people
at
from
you
the outside. Sometimes if you've been on a tour, you know the vibes. But he always tells people, like, Jazz Euphorium is a show where you can kind of use it to learn about jazz. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be like, you know, Mr. Know-It-All or something.
Mr. Jazz. Much like CQUT as a whole, really.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at. It's like, this is a place for people to discover things. And Alex tells people, like, it's basically just go in the library. We have a huge physical library here, which our amazing librarian Ada keeps up. And pull out some jazz records and sort of find your way through them like that. So we are not a station of, like, snobby musicologists. We are a station, which if you listen, you know this, a station of, like, people's personal viewpoints coming out through their programming, personal music collections, personal stories. It's a quilt of 24/7, like, personal and community expression, and there's really nothing else quite like it out there.
New patches being added to the quilt at all times.
Yeah. We heard Stretch, who's been hosting West Indian Rhythms for decades, on the weekend say, I'm not going to do his voice, CKUT is a station of multiple choices. Mm-hmm. I did it a little bit, 10%. And I thought that was a pretty cool way to sum it up. So I want to give a couple quick shout-outs. Amy Lowe, $50. Transaction pending. I'm sure that'll come through soon. I can't see which show it's dedicated to right now, but we'll get to that in a second. So if you got ears, Amy's just won themselves a handmade t-shirt by DJ Frog and Alex Moskus. It says, if you got ears, we've been posting that stuff on our Instagram at CKUT Music. If you're looking for an account to follow that posts a lot this week, that is the one for you. Also want to give a shout out to Zoe Slobogen, $10.
I wonder who that is.
So shout out to Zoe. And we also have a song request from Zoe, which is great because, you know, we've only got so much James Bond we can listen to. Although it is adding kind of a sophisticated atmosphere, sort of like a bit of a black tie cocktail event vibe to our our funding drive here.
Yeah, like we're at a real benefit and we're like talking about why you should support the people at CKUT.
We're twirling. Okay, so we're gonna get to Zoe's song in a second. Thank you for the $10, Zoe. We really appreciate it. And let me just refresh our totals here. I want to hear in the chat what people think we can get to. We're at $19,492 right now. We have another hour. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd like to hit 20 grand
can
by
I
the hour.
Can I hear a 20K in the chat?
Can we hear a 20 grand in the chat? I'm racking my brain trying to think of my own personal items that I can offer up to people so that we can get there, because it really would mean a lot to us here at the station to reach 20 grand in the next hour. So to do that, we just got to raise another $508. Let's get to 19,500 first. We're really close for that. We're going to do, if you hop in the chat, we can definitely put a song on for you if you can help us get there. Or give us a call. Oh my God, the phone's ringing. Okay, I got to go. Madeline, can you take that? I'm going to get I'm gonna get Zoe's song on here. And I think I pressed it too many times. Okay. Moonraker soundtrack decided to end.
Good, how are you?
All right, you are listening to CKUT's Funding Drive special.
Sorry,
this is If You Got Ears Takeover Mystery Show. The mystery has been solved. It is actually Madeline and I. My name is Spencer. I'm CKUT's production coordinator, and I'm co-hosting the show with Madeline,
who
is our amazing funding and outreach coordinator. So.
Oh my God, you're watching me too?
Okay.
This is crazy.
Let's keep it down in the background here while we have the mics on.
You're not live right now, but if you do want to talk.
Okay.
Talk your shit on the radio, you're welcome.
This one is going out to Zoe. cameo version.